Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, today we have the fabulous Laura Lee, the spiritual medium, back on the show. Laura hasn't been here since July, the end of July, and I know that you have all missed her terribly. I know that I have, but she is back today, and we're going to try to get back on track monthly with her. Today, we're going to do kind of a Halloweenish theme for the show, and Laura will be explaining to you why that's so apropos for this show. I know that we have several callers waiting to speak to Laura, so I think we should get started. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, good morning, Randy. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, I was just, as we were sitting here, I was thumbing through my calendar, you know, and yeah, it's been July.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Thanks. So, you were talking about the veil and how it's thinnest during Halloween. So what did you mean when you say that?
Well, Halloween is, you know, not just a celebration of kids going out and trick-or-treating and, you know, wearing masks and everything. It's something that during this time of year our consciousness is raised about spirits and, you know, the boos or the goblins out there. But it originated way back when, you know, with other religions that had brought up the idea of, you know, the connection of the dead, and it's the Day of the Dead, or it's also considered All Saints Day, which is more of a Catholicism type experience that the churches had brought up, where they honored saints who actually had attained visions of heaven. And of course that, you know, spread out to other sects of the Catholic churches into where they honored deceased members and remembered them in a positive light. And there's a mass majority around the world right now who start that celebration tomorrow, which is also coincides with Halloween, where in America we, you know, dress up in costume and party and celebrate, where they do down in Mexico, South America, Guatemala, Spain, large parts of the world. So the consciousness is raised in honor, according to, you know, most of these other religions that are celebrating it, they're honoring and remembering the lives of the dead. So, and that in a positive light helps people step out of their grief and make a connection to the spirit of the loved one in a memorable way. And if I personally, I just think that if people experienced death or, you know, a loved one that had crossed over in a more positive light in the manner that a lot of these other people celebrate the way, you know, their loved ones have crossed, they'd find more healing faster, you know, and move through their grief. And they do it in such positive light. Like, for instance, I was reading once where a Mexican-American family, I think it was even in Illinois, they served the meal of their loved one, you know, and celebrate with a family gathering. And they would share their stories around a table and serve the meal that their loved one enjoyed. And,
wow.
It just, I know. So, I mean, there's so many customs out there right now that take this opportunity. And I think it's an extended period of time. It's not just Halloween Day on the 31st. I think it goes from, like, the 31st to the 1st. And so anyway, the reason why I say it's so thin is because the consciousness around the planet right now is raised to make that connection to a deceased loved one. And, you know, in America, we just capitalize on, you know, it's capitalism at its best, you know, working on, you know, commercialism and, you know, selling material things, you know, and getting the kids all worked up and getting hyped on the sweets. But there's such a bigger underlying theme that's going on across the world that heightens this opportunity and this time to thin the veil where everybody can make that connection to their loved one. And if they just took this opportunity for themselves, they'd find themselves heal so much more because of that connection and spending a positive light on it instead of wallowing in the sorrow, which is so detrimental to a person's soul because it's not harming the person who's already crossed over. It's harming the person who's suffering here on the physical plane.
Right.
So that's why I see it as, you know, an opportunity for people to find an opportunity to heal. But throughout the hour, I would like to talk about, and I just want to set the tone here for the hour between our readings with the callers, is there's a daily veil that is very thin for all of us and to take this opportunity where we can make these connections. There's also veils throughout the world that we all have access to, believe it or not, that can serve as an opportunity time for us to make a connection to our loved ones, as well as there's personal veils. So I'd like to talk about the veils and the different veils throughout the hour and where we can make these connections to our loved ones, even though we're not, quote, professional mediums. I believe everybody has a way to make those connections to their dear loved ones on the other side in a manner that isn't scary, but more benign and loving in order to honor their spirit, as well as their own spirit, the one who's here on the planet still, Earth, and grieving. So,
right. Okay. That's really good to know. It's good to know that there are times that we are more able to contact our loved ones that have crossed than others, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And I just think with the race, like I said, the race consciousness right now going into this weekend is worldwide. So it's not just the United States in the sense of, you know, hey, let's celebrate Halloween. But the intention in, you know, as far as commercialism is considered, you know, but there's still people in the United States, of course, that practice All Saints Day, or you can say Day of the Dead, where it's a major celebration in honor of the dead.
That's so cool. We should all know that. You should write an article about that. Are you ready
I think a lot of people know it, but they haven't really investigated it, you know, or it's just something is not, you know, aware of. They're just not aware of. So
Right.
Well,
we'll all think, everybody that's listening will think about that now, you know, instead of just getting candy and dressing up. That really kind of brings some depth to the holiday. Are you ready to take a call?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. This is area code 805. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. Hi. My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. What is your
Hi,
question
Donna.
For Laura?
Hi, Laura Lee.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. My question is, I've been emailing a fellow online, and we spoke on the phone, and we're talking about meeting. His name is Lawrence, and I wanted to know if this will go into something, or will there be somebody else coming into my life?
Donna, I just feel like Lawrence is definitely helping you set the tone and the energy, because I, you know, when we talk about online, the first thing I got is you haven't met him in person yet, but all you see is this character that he's positioned himself online, which we all know about, you know, we all like to put out our best face. But I don't think he's going to be living up to your expectations when you meet him in person, of course. But I think it'll be a good connection for you to start really warming up to meeting other people, because you're setting the tone, you're setting the energy out there. And as I say this, Donna, are you connected, because I see lots of angels around you, are you really connected to the angelic, like, do you pray,
yes.
visit or work with angels? Because I see Archangel Michael with you.
Yes, I do. And also I can see the spirits and hear them.
You can see the spirits and hear them. Okay, well, very good.
I
got to tell you, I see Archangel Michael with you, because I feel like there's a protective energy around you. And I also get, like, another, like,
Wait, you're breaking up, Laura. Say it again. Say it again, because you were breaking up.
I said that there's actually a physical Michael that might be around you or coming in to your energy as well, as a result of this having this angelic Archangel Michael in your energy, in your sphere. Because I feel really protective and really closed down as far as connecting with men on a physical level for a while. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And that's why he's there with you, okay? So, and I don't know if that's, I get that might be because you had a bad experience and it's still,
yeah.
you know, raw. And so, but anyway, he tells me that's about ready to, you know, you're always protected. And you're going to have different experiences now. And like I said, you're going to sense another Michael, or you might know a Michael already, who's coming into your energy. And that'll be a great, great dance right there to open you back up into the field in a bigger way. Okay, of love again. Okay. Donna,
yes.
Are you in California?
I am.
Yeah, are you around Santa Barbara area?
I am in Santa Barbara.
You are in Santa Barbara. Okay, so there's your confirmation.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Thank you
All
for
right.
calling
Thank
in,
you, Donna.
Barbara.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Thank you, Donna. Good luck with your
Thank
love
you.
Life.
Thank
okay.
you.
Our next caller is calling from area code 510. Are you there? Area code 510, are you there? Wait a minute. Oh, I didn't open up their mic. That would help. Whoa. Okay. Are you
Hello.
There? Hi.
I'm
what
here.
Is your name?
Hi. My name is Denise.
Denise. Well, welcome
Hi, Denise.
To the show. And what is your question for Laura?
My question has to do with employment. I'm hoping to get a new job in the next few months, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me, please.
Denise, are you part-time right now?
I am.
Yeah, I get that strong sense. I also get, are you right-handed, Denise?
No, I'm left.
Oh, you're left-handed. Okay, well, I got a father figure coming over onto your right, so that would be actually now if... your left-handed. That's your maternal side. So I maybe that's a grandfather on the other side, but I feel like he's very close to the situation. Were you connected to him in some way?
He's just my granddad. Nothing. Out of the ordinary.
He's on the other side?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and, he shows me something about glasses being very important when it comes to the employment because, and I feel like there's, you might be choosing something. You need to be very conscious when looking at, what you're selecting and choosing, when you go down this path because I think you might be doing things just because you're in such a hurry because, you're grappling for things, I think, for financial reasons instead of really what's coming at the heart, okay? And as I say this, have you or him, because I feel like it might be down that line, have you done sales before in the past and didn't really like it, or was there some sort of connection with him in sales?
No, I've been doing sales for 35 years.
You've been doing sales for 35 years, so are you done with that? Are you not feeling, because I feel like there's something to do with sales, and it's just not feeling good anymore, like you're done with it.
No, I'm still doing sales right now, but what I'm doing now is not enough. It's only part-time, and I need more. I need a lot more.
Right.
I like to multitask.
Right.
Just doing sales is not enough. I have to do more.
Well, obviously. So, and you obviously need the money. But I want you to really get in touch with your soul because I guess what he's telling me here is while you're doing the sales, you might be, going towards and going forth with things that you know because it's the most comfortable, and you think it's going to bring more money. But sometimes when our soul's ready to shift and make changes, things start to fall apart, and it looks like it's detrimental, but it's actually, it's our soul changing because it's trying to align with our heart. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do want something different, so I'm anxious for it to come in.
Right, so I want you to start considering when you start, sending your stuff out there and you're looking, start looking where your heart's drawing to, and you're going to start getting that activity that you're seeking, that job that you want much faster. Personally, I feel like it has something to do that's tied to sales, but it's less evident in the sense that it's like more management, but it's tied to the group performance. And you'll really like that because you've got that sales energy within you. You can draw forth and, reach certain goals because you've been trained for that, but you're going to do it with a group, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I was a senior manager for 9 years. I ran a business operation.
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, something else is coming along that's like that. It's going to be more management, so you aren't going to be out there doing the hardcore sales, but it's going to be tied to the group's performance, which I feel like there might be salespeople under you, or people to generate revenue in some form or some way. And also, while I say this, I feel like there also might be something tied to hospitality industry. It's like tied to a hotel or hospitality. I don't know if you've investigated anything in that particular area, but that's what I'm getting here. That's the first thing that comes to me.
Sounds interesting.
Okay. So keep your eyes peeled. Who's Daniel, Denise, or Dan?
I don't know, but I'll write
it down.
Keep
that name. Keep that name tied there to hospitality, okay? And get back to us, okay? Thanks for calling in, Denise.
Thank you both.
Okay, thanks, Denise. Thank you so much for calling in, and good luck with your career. Okay. All right, so let's continue the conversation we were having, Laura, about the veil. You said that there were some more things that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. All right. So really important, I think, is to acknowledge the places where the veil is thin for us to make those connections to spirit, because it's not only to the dearly departed, but this is to other realms. It could be to the angelic realm, to our personal guides that we have a connection to really seek our own inner guidance. And one of the veils that happens on a day-to-day basis for all of us, and it's universal, is the sunrise and the sunset, because it's symbolic of life renewed and life ending. So each night when we go and rest and we're releasing and letting go, and then we wake the next morning, it's a brand new day. We can start all over again. Although a lot of us think we can't, we think we're stuck and we're still going through the motions, okay? But it's a brand new day. Life is too short to take this opportunity. You know, you've heard the words carpe diem, take advantage of it. But the veil being thinnest at those most key times of day are a very important time for us to make that connection to spirit. And maybe it means going there to a place where you can actually see the sunrise, or actually, you know, be there at the moment the sun actually sets on the horizon. Those are key moments for us to make that connection. And being alone so that we can hear clearly or even see the wonders clearly. This morning I woke walking on the ocean and I saw the sunrise and feeling that connection. I do those things anyway because I know I have to work with people throughout the day in order to make those connections for them. But we can all do it for ourselves by, you know, staying attuned to, you know, our connection to the bigger world, the bigger connection we have to spirit and to God. And those moments during the day are key times to make those connections to our guidance.
That's
and,
really
you know,
good to know. That's why, I mean,
yeah,
I guess that's
yeah.
why it feels so good to us to watch these things.
Yeah, you know, and I got to tell you, it's so hard for me to get up at sunrise, you know, but I've got a puppy now who's really getting us up at the crack of dawn. And I got to have my coffee, and it's the hardest thing for me. I'm definitely a night owl, but I got up this morning, and I was so blessed that I did and didn't have my coffee. I actually got out there, and it's just as invigorating as a cup of coffee to me. It was just as invigorating. And so watch those points. And you know what? A lot of us are like, well, how do I make the connection once it happens and I get out there? Set the intention to connect, whether it's to a loved one, your guardian angel, or your guide. Set the intention, and it will happen.
Great. Great advice. Great advice. Okay. We've got a couple more callers here. It's actually not showing up as a number. It's a 111111, which means it's probably Skype or
Ooh.
Something like that, or a block number. Who might this be? Speak, and I'll know if it's you.
Hello, this is Dee. I called in earlier.
Dee?
Hi. Hi, Dee.
Yes.
Hi. Hi. My question is, I've had a few vivid dreams this week, and two of them took place in my mother's kitchen. And they're still hanging on with me. I felt like I had a visitation from her. I'd like to know if you can pick up any.
Oh, yeah,
messages.
I was just going to Oh, yes,
yeah.
absolutely a connect.
Laura?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Oh, no. Laura, call back in. We can't hear you. Okay, just hang on, Dee, because for some reason her phone went out and she's got to call back in. But let's just hang on. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Okay. Hopefully she'll be able to get back in. That's fascinating, though, that you had a dream about your mother. I mean, generally, and I'm not a psychic, but they feel very different than other dreams. Oh,
yes.
There she is. Okay, let me let her in.
Hi.
Hi, you went away.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening.
I know. Hey, well, okay. You know, that happens with spirit connections. Okay, so Dee,
yes.
Your mom was a very strong woman, right?
Oh, yes, very, very.
She just blew out the phone lines for us. So.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, well, obviously the connection to the kitchen is very important to her because I felt like you guys obviously spent a lot of time there, you know,
yes.
At one point. And that's where you guys would actually sit and talk, you know?
Yes.
So those are fond memories, and she's just bringing that back to relay to you. And, you know, I think you guys were discussing right before I got on how it feels a little different when you have a connection to a loved one in a dream, and it is an absolute visitation. So please trust those experiences because that's the best way they can connect with you is when you're relaxed and usually
in your dream. The weirdest thing is the back of her house in real life is faced the ocean and the kitchen faced the road. And in my dream, there was a tsunami coming up the road so fast, and we had to get out of there. And I was in the dream, it was me, my mother, my daughter, and one of our dogs. And I said, the safest thing we can do for the dog is put her in a crate and put some flotation devices on her. It was a very strange dream. It was very weird.
That's scary. Are you feeling
it
a
is.
Lot of fear and apprehension about something? And
yes.
And might it be also, I feel like, a connection to maybe even having to relocate and move from
yes.
your home?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go, baby. Okay, so what I would recommend that that's a lot of fear right now. It's hard for you to handle, so your dream is, you know, you're working it out with your dream with your mother. So, like, you would normally be talking to her about this over the kitchen table, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if she were here living, so you guys are having this experience symbolically. So my recommendation is why don't you instead, every time you have anxiety and fear over this experience, to put it out there that you're safe and you have all the resources you need right now in order to stay in your home. Because I think that's what you want, truly, at heart. Is that it?
Yes.
Is it? Okay, because I don't
yes.
want to
well,
say, assume.
I mean, I wouldn't mind moving, but I really can't afford to right now. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, how about open up your heart and every night before you go to bed and every day when you wake up that everything's going to be provided for you in order for you to retain a home where you feel best at, where you feel comfortable at, okay? Even if that means the tides are moving and they're going to shift you to a new place, but that you always have the resources to afford a home where you feel, and then you fill in the blanks, okay?
Yes. I've been trying that too.
Right, and then ask your mother for her assistance because they can help from the other side,
well, the
okay?
The last thing she said before the dream ended, she said, I bought you a house.
Well, I just got chills.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exceptional.
Well,
so
you're
cool.
going to be okay. Well, then to me, it's everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay, okay? And
okay.
You just might want to include your dog in there because
I have two dogs and two cats, and I always, and when I do the manifestations, to be able to get a place
yeah,
with the pets, of course.
Yes, that they're included because I know how difficult it can be, especially if you
yeah.
don't own the place. So include them as part of the manifestation. By the way, Dee, I meant to tell you this. So when she said somebody's calling in on the 11111, 1111 means watch your thoughts.
Wow.
And the angels are taking a snapshot of what you are, you know, dwelling upon. So make it a positive twist and concentrate on that and set the intention out there that you're provided for and you will be, okay? We'll hold you in prayer. All right, Dee?
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, this is a day of the letter D. We had a Donna, a Denise, and a D this morning.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting?
What do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't even notice that pattern. Good for you. You're so keen.
Yeah.
So So who's our next one, David?
Okay, I guess we have time for one more quick one.
Okay.
Now this looks like area code 447.
Hi, Randy.
Are you there?
Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. What is your name?
It is indeed a day of D's. My name is Deep.
Oh,
are
my
you
gosh.
Serious? I cannot believe
are
this.
You
this
serious?
Is funny.
It is. Hi, Laura.
Hi, it's Deep. Did I get it correct?
Yes, D as in Deep, as in the deep sea.
Awesome.
That's so
well,
funny.
What can we do for you, Deep? Yeah.
I was wondering if I can ask you, what are you getting about my love life and work? Any improvements or any changes you see around love and work?
Love and work. Well, when you say both of them together like that, I almost feel like, you know, the combo with love and work. You know, you might have had that experience before and you didn't want it. you ran away from it, if that makes sense, Deed, at one point in time. But I know that's not what you're asking. You're asking for two separate things, but I feel like at one point you might have had love in your life at work and that didn't work out for you, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't think those two are meant to be for you. But as I say this, Dee, too, when you were talking, I do get a spirit that's connected to you, but I don't think it's a relative. I feel like it's a male friend who comes up behind you who passed at a very young age and shouldn't have gone and crossed over, but I feel is connected to you. Does this make sense?
I'm not aware of such a spirit, but it probably does if that's what you are getting.
Okay, and as I say, it might have been somebody who crossed and I feel like is connected to, I feel like might have taken their own lives, you know, but it might not have been totally, complete intentional, like it was a subconscious thing. So that's what I get with this person. And maybe it'll
right.
come to you after a while, huh?
Right. Okay.
It could sometimes be, you know, a family friend or something like that. Doesn't necessarily have to be directly. It could be somebody else coming through, right, Laura?
And you know what, Dee, when I get this, did you go away to college? Did you go away to a school away from home, like travel, you know, for formal education?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, he tells me this, so I feel like he might be connected to, you know, the institution that you went to. So
right,
that's what
okay.
I'm going to put. Okay, so if that makes sense. I'm just going to put that there right now because
yeah,
he
sure.
tells me there's already a couple women that you, or not even a couple women, I shouldn't even say, just there's a couple people that are around you that I feel like you are making connections to. But nothing is panning out because I feel like maybe you're putting too much energy into it. In fact, you should just sit and wait because I feel like somebody will come back to you that you've already put your energy out to, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense, yes.
Okay. And this person has demonstrated this in the past, but then, you know, once you got excited about it and started, you know, going, okay, here we are, the person backed off again. So, okay, so you kind of know who I'm talking about. So
yes.
I feel like there's a strong connection here with this person, but they're almost like the best thing I can give you as an analogy is like they're a cat. So you know how when you try to go love on a cat and a cat wants nothing to do with you and takes off when you try to, you know, pet it or try to, you know, cuddle with it. But the cat has to sneak up and come along and sit next to you. That's how this person's energy is. That's the best I can describe them, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to play as if you're okay with that too.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I have. I am. At the same time, I don't want to give the impression that I'm not interested. I still want to not be pushy, but at the same time, show that I'm interested, which I'm, I think I'm doing, and I'm able to keep the balance right.
Well, yeah. There's ways of doing it without coming off too aggressive, and I just want you to be aware of it, because that's the what he's suggesting here, okay? Because that's who I'm getting the energy from, okay? Is that you know, there's a way to pull back and still let them know subtly, and that's just, you know, giving them your time and attention, you know, and I think they'll appreciate that without even saying it direct, okay? And that comes in due time, okay? So, and as I say this also, Deet, I feel like there's going to be a relocation. I don't know if that person or you, and that's when things will trigger, because there's some distance, and that distance will actually pull you together. Okay.
Right.
So, are you thinking about relocating, or is this other person relocated?
She lives in the same city, but she has now got a new job, so she'll have to travel for work. Likewise, I have a consulting profile, so I have a consulting job, so I have to travel wherever my client is. So we both have a traveling kind of job.
Well, there you go. There's your confirmation, darling. Play it cool. Remember, she's a kitty cat. Thanks for calling in, Deet, okay? You're going to do fine, and work will start to bounce back because of this, okay?
If I can quickly ask, Laura, has she broken up cleanly from her past relationship, or is she still tied
up? I think it's not stable.
Okay. Do you see any timelines of when she will come out of that?
Yeah, when the transition happens with the work, that's when it'll start. Okay, so that's my sense with it. Okay, you keep us posted, Deet. Call in next month. Okay, let us know where it is.
I
all right.
Agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Deet. Thank you for calling in. And just so everybody knows, Laura will be back here on November 25th. Same time, same place. So if you check out the show page or go to Laura's site, or Laura sends out newsletters, that will be the date that she will be back. And Laura, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about the D's. Could it represent dead?
Yeah, that came across my mind too, but I didn't want to say it, but you're brave enough to.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're talking about the Day of the Dead or Halloween or spirits or things like that. So we're talking about it in a good way, actually.
Yes.
So
we are.
That's why.
Do we have a few minutes?
We have about 3 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Real quickly, for all of you out there, where you can make connections with the veil, where it's thin, is simple places in our backyard, especially if you happen to live near the sea or any type of water. This is a good spot where the veil is thin. I always used to retreat at a lake that was near me. I just loved it and felt like I was most connected to spirit there. You can also go to mountains. Even if you live in a prairie, you've got forest around you. You can retreat to a forest in the wetlands. The wetlands, again, because there's water. Water somehow has some sort of connection to spirit. There's also, how about waterfalls? Waterfalls are a good spot. But then there's also opportunities for us to have those connections to spirit, because we all have our own personal veil. And those are the times where our spirit is most relaxed. And I want you to all consider that time of day where your spirit's really let down, your guard is really down, and you let go, and what that might be for you. Can you think of a time yourself, Randy?
When I can let go?
Yeah. What time
when
of
I can
day
connect
is
the most?
The best for... Mm-hmm.
It's really just when I'm quiet and by myself is really, really
right.
when I can.
Right.
Yeah. That's basically for me. It could be any time as long as I'm quiet.
Right. I think that's key. And, you know, quiet silence is golden, they always say. But some people might find it it's the only time they get quiet is sleep. Bathing, you know, some people feel like a bath or a shower kind of puts them in that space. Meditation. Some people find exercise is that good space for them. For me, it's hiking or doing yoga. But also, I don't know if anybody's had a connection to the witching hour. And, I don't, you know, this is a good time to bring it up because it's Halloween. But 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm always wakened by some sort of spirit activity. And that's usually when spirits are a good time to come because, again, we're relaxed, we're open, we're receptive to receiving spirit energy. And this morning I had a dream, I'll just say real quickly, where I was in an office building that it was a skyscraper and I was sent to the top floor. And I came out and there was a dining room where a bunch of people were eating. And it felt like they had been there for a long, long time, stuck there, and this space was never opened anymore. And I was told they died in a fire. And I wanted to put this out here today because I woke up this morning with this dream. And there was a fire up there, and they all died up there. And then the room filled up with water, like they tried to douse it with water in order to spare whatever was left of that room. But they locked it off. So, you know, as we talked to Dee earlier, she talked about having a dream at night. I want you all to be very conscious of your dreams because your dreams are connections to spirit. That's the best time that they can connect to our soul because we're open and receptive. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the hour, you know, the nighttime is a good time where our spirits are closed off for the day or we're resting and we're open and receptive to other realms. So anyway, there it is in a nutshell. Hopefully everybody can go out and connect.
Let me ask you a quick question about that. You were talking about how water is a conductor for the spirits. And I had actually read that the dew in the air at that time of night is helps conduct the spirit activity. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, everybody has their own personal veil, and they have to find that for themselves. And I, you know, those key moments are when you feel most relaxed, you know, and as I said earlier,
right.
mine happens to be in the evening hours and more so than the early hours, but I was wakened by that dream this morning, so that's what.
Wow, that's a heavy dream. That really is.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, if anybody's listening and knows anybody who did that, you know, had that experience.
It sounds like 9/11 to me. I don't know why.
Oh, I guess it could be, couldn't it? I didn't even connect
mm-hmm.
it to that.
The top of a tower where people were burned and everything was lost. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I've got to say goodbye. This has been great. It's so great to have you back, and I know that my listeners have appreciated this, especially people that have called in and gotten these amazing readings from you. You were really on target, Laura, as always.
Well, thanks.
As always.
Well, it was fun to hear from all the D's, right?
Yes. And let me know if you have any insight into what that D letter is. But anyway. Yeah, could be. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I have to say goodbye, and I look forward to talking to you again on November 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
Sounds great. Have a good day.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Okay. Bye-bye. If you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE.com. My website is also randygfine.com, and I have articles on there about spiritual growth, personal growth, metaphysical empowerment, pretty much all kinds of really, really wonderful articles. So check out my site, randygfine.com. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author and counselor, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait.